Hey, we're back.
Is this we're back?
Ooh. Hey,
it's been a couple of weeks.
Turns out a hurricane can't keep you down.
A hurricane, a move, and what was the reason last week?
He still had no internet.
Yeah, a 2 week no internet thing. That's the worst part of moving, is waiting for all the stuff to turn on.
Oh, it was a mess with AT&T because of, oh, I can't say it because they're actually my bosses. It was a mess with my internet provider.
Oh yeah, they'll never get that code.
I know, right? But yeah, like the house that we live in isn't registered at that address, and it's registered at another address. So it was a whole mess. It's like, oh, it doesn't have fiber, and then Kate wind up just like saving the day. So everything is great. I love you, AT&T.
That's right, grovel.
Jesus. Well, right now they're my boss until I work on another HBO show or Warner Media show. Or I tend to find myself working on a lot of Warner Brothers projects and a lot of HBO projects. So it looks like I tend to work with like AT&T a lot. Other than that, guys, I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to hear you guys' lovely voices.
I think you're okay.
Aw. I got to admit, I was fairly excited to do the show this week.
Yeah, me too.
Not my usual drag ass.
Oh man,
I'm curious. Why is that?
Shit. I don't know. We've been off for 3 weeks. You know, I feel like that was a nice recharge of my mental stuff, even though, you know, as of today, it's not doing much better.
Things are happening.
It's just very tiring.
Yeah, it is. It's an exhausting day, and it's going to be an exhausting week, but at the end of the day, we can't talk about it. Let's talk about the amazingness of... Chris, come in. What we got?
Oh, okay. We got a couple of options. Where do you want to start first, Matt?
I don't know. What are our options? I don't actually know.
Well, we can talk about the games of the generation that we have.
Uh-huh.
We can talk about the fact that this is the last week before the next gen finally arrives.
This is... So, shit, should we have done more than two games?
Oh.
Should we have finished it out?
Uh-huh.
No, let's finish it out next week before we talk about the next generation.
Yeah.
Okay. It's true because next week's show will be the day before the PS5 comes out, so technically only half of next gen will have started.
And we'll see like day one Xbox Series X if it's red ringing, like, you know, all
okay,
over the place.
Well, in that case, heads up, you need to have your remaining four games by next week.
That's fine.
That sounds good to me. Wait, is the Xbox red ringing again?
No. I'm just saying if it does happen.
Oh, man. I would be worried about Microsoft doing that. Like, that's... Dude, I went through three Xbox 360s because of the red ring. Like, I don't know why I kept on buying them. My PlayStation 3 lasted longer than the Xbox, and I bought three different Xboxes. I guess because I really liked Mass Effect.
Matt, how many times did your 360 red ring?
I lost three.
I think I only lost one.
You're lucky, dude.
But I lost three PlayStations.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... PlayStation... Which... The PlayStation 3s? Or...
Yeah, PlayStation 3. The fat PS3 super crashed a couple of times. I think I went through three.
Okay.
But, yeah, we'll find out some stuff next week. You know, once all the influence out of the influencers' hands.
Oh my God, those influencers—they're just influencing up a storm, aren't they?
They are. Well, I mean, you know, it's good work if you can get it, man.
Yeah, I know, right? When is it going to eventually die down? Where influencing is just kind of like one of those things people did in 2019, 2020.
I don't know. That it's
I
ever
am
going.
Now an influencer.
Oh, are you?
We are a Bug Snacks influencer.
Okay.
We are talking about Bug Snacks, fam.
How is Bug Snacks?
Okay, so embargo means I can't say anything, really, except that I am reviewing Bug Snacks. I will just say it's fucking delightful.
Okay, good. That's, I guess that's a good.
I have not been playing it. I have not played it yet. It's but watching Caitlyn just squeal with glee as she captures bug snacks, and oh my god, it's so cute.
So it is. It is about bugs, and it's about snacks.
It is about bugs that are snacks.
Oh, okay. Is it, that is makes there something sense.
Is happening? It what?
Is there something else happening?
I can't say, but yes, there is a plot. Is this really is a story based game.
Okay. I hope it's a horror game.
No, horror season is over.
Yeah, spooky okay. season's finished.
Spooky
yeah,
season spooky ended on it. Ended on Saturday. So we're
never calling it spooky season. You need to never call it spooky season.
Josh, I've been calling it spooky season for years.
I hate to tell you, buddy, but it's fucking spooky season. That's it's literally what people call it now.
Why?
Because it's spooky! I don't know what you want. It's the spookiest time of the year. It's spooky season.
Right, we'll
and spooky season ended, and now we're in the holidays.
Tell me about your favorite spooky game.
Oh, that's a good one. Look at you.
Look at me. I'm on top of my stuff.
Mine's easy.
What is it?
Well, actually, that's a lie. It's a tie between two games.
Okay.
Oh god, why am I blanking on it? Until Dawn.
Yeah.
Or Eternal Darkness.
Dude, Eternal Darkness is... That's my number one.
As someone who doesn't really like horror games, I am going with Until Dawn, because it's my favorite. It's one of my favorite games.
So much fucking fun.
Yeah. This actually brings up a good thing. We know, speaking of spooky season, Callie and I watched both Silent Hill movies.
Are they awful?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the first one was good in terms of, like, it was a faithful video game.
The first one is the closest to being scratching the surface of being a good video game movie. It's so, so close. The second one's dog shit, though. But, you know, I was kind of thinking, you know, we have this Monster Hunter game. Monster Hunter movie coming out next year. What do you think will be the next big video game movie?
Yakuza.
Yakuza's already a movie.
It's gonna be a movie, though.
Is it? How are they gonna fit 6 hours of Mahjong in a movie?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what the next big movie is gonna be: Uncharted.
Yeah, Uncharted looks so good. We got the first set photos of that.
I'm digging Holland as Spider-Man, as Drake, but Wahlberg as Sully. I don't feel it. I don't see it, and I don't like it.
Do we have any pictures of him as Sully, or is it? We do.
He just looks like a pedophile.
Well, yeah, we have our first photos of Holland as Drake, and he looks perfect.
Yes.
Oh, he's great. Yeah,
fucking nails it.
The rest of that, man. You know.
You're right, he does.
I guess we'll see. But I'm
kind of looks like a younger Sully.
Who could be younger Sully. Than Mark Wahlberg?
I don't know. I don't know. We'll see how... I like Mark Wahlberg. I think he's actually pretty entertaining. He was great in The Other Guys. But I think that's about it.
He's had some interesting, like sometimes he works really well, and sometimes he just doesn't. It's very hit or miss.
Yeah, he's a Wahlberg.
Yeah. Matt, can we talk comics real quick?
Sure. I haven't read this week's yet.
Okay. I have read this week's, and this is your only X of Swords update for tonight. Storm is thirsty for death.
Oh,
she is.
That's awesome.
She is just into it.
Is she getting a mohawk back? Please tell me they're going to give her the mohawk back.
They gave her mohawk back for a brief time, and it fucking was terrible.
I like Mohawk Storm, but I don't. I think she's morphing into her final form. We won't have a mohawk for a while. She's got some event coming next year. But I don't know what that is.
Okay.
Matt, I think we're at a point where we can talk about Three Jokers.
Yes.
What did you think of Three Jokers?
I thought it was okay.
It was not
what I expected from a long build-up Geoff Johns storyline.
Yeah.
But I thought it was okay.
I thought it kind of sucked.
Okay. In what way?
Well, you know, as you said, this was a big build-up to the mystery of who the Joker is. And the answer is there is no answer. It's just a guy.
That's it?
Kind of.
That's not exciting.
And I didn't really like the Barbara Gordon, Jason Todd stuff.
Yeah.
I did like the idea of Joker making more Jokers to fuck with Batman. I thought that was pretty clever. But as a whole, I was kind of let down.
So it's something they really could have probably, like, knocked out of the park, but...
Well, I honestly...
Based on who was writing it and the buildup of it, I mean, this had been a mystery up in the air for years at that point.
Yeah. I don't know what else you could have done. You had everything lined up pretty perfectly. Jason Fabok's art was really great, I thought. It didn't work for me. I was kind of bummed.
I think the problem is... Geoff Johns has been replaced by Snyder and King for being, like, the best Batman writer for years now. So this was his chance to really come out swinging and change the status quo. And also the problem is, it took so long to come out. What status quo was it?
A great question.
Because it doesn't fit into the current Batman storylines of Tinian and King or Snyder. So no. It's not even part of, like, the Metalverse.
Nope.
It only feels like a continuation of Johns' new 52 Justice League storyline, because it's directly related to his Apocalypse War one.
But how long ago was that?
Exactly. And is that even canon anymore in the Rebirth era? Like, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I think they were really, like... I think the weight killed them.
Was it something you think they were, like, sitting on?
It took too long.
It took too long. I don't know if they were sitting on it. I think it took too long to get the art right. Maybe Johns had some issues with writing it. I wouldn't be surprised if we learned that. But it was a mess. It was just not great.
I mean, I'm not going to go that far. I understand. I acknowledge your disappointment, but I'm not going to go as far and say anything like that.
Okay, I think that's fine.
Because I enjoyed it.
Right. Would you buy a nice hardcover of it?
Probably not.
Okay. Would you buy a nice hardcover if it had the stuff from Apocalypse War leading into
Probably.
It?
Probably. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sure.
All right. So pretty hefty caveat for that.
I mean, it's just, if it had come out years ago, sure. But like I keep saying, like, we've had the Snyder run with all of the metal shenanigans. We've had Tom King's run with all of the crazy amazingness. And we've even had the Sean Murphy spinoffs of The White Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a twist on Joker that I found even better.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're sitting in this golden age of, like, really creative Batman comics. And Geoff Johns comes out with what just feels like phoning it in. I don't know.
Oh.
It wasn't bad. I'm not going as far as Chris, but it did not live up to the pedigree of the plot that birthed this storyline, nor is it indicative of what I usually associate Geoff Johns' caliber writing.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to, you know, sit on this for a while and kind of reevaluate. What does Geoff Johns do in the future?
I mean, he, since Doomsday Clock ended, what has he actually been doing?
I don't know that he's been doing anything. I don't think he has anything on the horizon.
Right.
He might.
Besides working on Stargirl.
The show, though.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, fam. So you haven't read this week's X of Swords stuff, which I gave you the quick update of. But a couple weeks ago, we had X of Swords Stasis, which was the end of the first half of Exoswords, or first quarter.
Correct.
What are you thinking of Exoswords up to that point?
I really wish I knew who the fuck Saturnine was and why this is such a big deal. I've just accepted that there's this other world of different dimensions and the Saturnine person rules everything and she's created this tournament, but I feel like I'm missing a lot of story here.
Well, what you're missing is from the old Excalibur, from its original run, way back when. That's when Saturnine showed up initially.
But I feel like Hickman's usually better about that in like explaining things that are long.
Well,
gone.
I think he did okay in just like Saturnine is the queen of Otherworld, and also. Right. Also, and I texted you this, and I may have mentioned this on the podcast, I don't remember, but the new Excalibur book, which I initially said, oh, you don't need to know it, you don't need to read that, it doesn't tie in, turns out it's the single most important book of Dawn of X for this event.
Craziness.
You think we're going to get, like, a rebirth of Excalibur? Like, people
it's
reading
already,
it?
We already have a rebirth of Excalibur, my dude.
Well, you know what I mean, like, you know... I was reading Excalibur in the 90s, and I really enjoyed it, and I thought it was pretty rad, but, like, it wasn't that great, but, like, it was fun to read, but, like, I'm wondering if it's, like, something now, it's like, man, we really, you know, have this really cool British Isles team that we can pull from.
Okay, well, let me put it to like this. This new Excalibur is all about magic. It's about apocalypse and magic.
Yeah.
And... that's it. Like, the stuff with the Braddock brother who's now King of Avalon, that happened in Excalibur. If you weren't reading Excalibur, fuck you, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes, you gotta read it now.
You gotta read it. And, like, I'm not mad at that, but I kind of wish I had known, like, I wish in one of the press things they had been like, guys, don't sleep on Excalibur. It's super important.
Yeah. Something like Road to X of Swords or something, but it was primarily focused on Excalibur.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of a bummer. But, you know, X of Swords, still very good, I think.
Concurred.
Okay. Do you have any other comic thoughts you want to talk about?
We have to say goodbye to Sex Criminals. It finally ended.
It did. I finally read that issue today.
Sex Criminals came to a close after 30 hilarious issues, and it ended on a very heartfelt manner and kind of just was nice.
That's exactly how I described the final issue, as nice.
Is anyone bringing up the fact that it's issue 69?
Yeah, they skipped from 30 all the way to 69.
I mean, I'm not going to mention it because you just got to accept it that it was going to happen. But it was nice, and it was just a very pleasant way to finish that series.
Yeah.
Like, everyone got a happy ending, you know.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, stop that.
Yeah.
I can't stop it.
And also, you know, I normally don't read the letters pages. I read every single letter on the letters page of Sex Criminal because it was just people talking about what the book means to them, and it was just very, very nice.
It's neat.
That's awesome.
But no Saga still.
We have hit 2.5 year mark.
Almost.
I looked it up. We have hit 2.5 years. Fucking ridiculous. They were extending their normal hiatus from 3 months to 1 year. And we're like, wow, that sucks, but okay. And then just nothing, radio silence. And then it hit 2 years, and nothing, radio silence. And now they're pushing 3.
Yeah.
Which just is ridiculous because the Saga is literally the start of the Image Comics renaissance.
Any word on...
No, we have no idea.
No.
Nothing.
No.
No press releases, no image like it's coming soon, no here's a look at the cover. We don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Man. Yeah. They have to have something, right?
I sure hope so.
Like,
do they though?
Well, like, and Josh, I'll tell you a story about a real book author, Patrick Rothfuss. He wrote the Kingkiller trilogy, Kingkiller Chronicles. It's supposed to be a trilogy. Second book came out in like 2012. It's currently 2020. Editor came out and said he hasn't shown us anything.
Huh.
So
Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So I guess they're working on it. I have to have faith, because if I don't, then, like, what am I even doing on this earth? Yeah. But they don't have to be doing anything.
Yeah, that's true. They can wait a little bit and get everyone's anticipation up, and then boom, they'll release an issue, like, let's say in like 2 weeks.
Maybe.
It's not
true. No, they're not, because I guarantee you, when they're ready, they're going to announce it from every media thing that Saga is back.
Oh, it's gonna be huge. It might as well be a new launch. It might as well be a new number one, like
Saga Volume 2.
Yeah,
it might be.
Yeah.
So I threw something in the chat, guys. I don't know if we're going to talk about the casting of Moon Knight.
Has it been official? Because last I checked, they were only eyeing him for it.
Yeah.
He has not been officially hired or cast yet.
I'm excited about the idea. I really think he will knock it out of the park. And I don't know why I feel like he can play a character with schizophrenia.
I think he can too. I think it was great casting. It was one of those things where I was just like, holy shit, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah.
But I also he's also kind of a Schrodinger's casting at this moment. He could be good, you know, if he gets it.
Right. It's true, right? Like, if he gets it, he will probably knock it out of the park.
And if he doesn't, you know, we'll see.
And then WandaVision is just creeping closer, guys.
Do we have a release date of WandaVision?
We do. We do. Hold on.
We do.
WandaVision.
There's a lot of great talk about it.
Great.
Yeah,
next month.
Excellent.
A lot of, like, this
I
is how
they are Disney Plus
the
has been pretty good.
Yeah.
Because this month gave us Mandalorian. Next month's giving us WandaVision. I think it's February of next year gives us Cap and Falcon with Bucky.
Yeah. It pleases me to announce to the podcast that The Mandalorian is still great.
Well, of course.
No, not of course. We've seen shows who are... Do I have to invoke the Heroes Law?
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. Okay, we'll step away from that.
Some casting of WandaVision that makes me really excited.
I am deliberately not looking at anything, so don't tell me. But
I'm going to tell you.
Very excited. Yes.
Chris and Matt, don't tell him, but we do have to say, like, I think this is how we're going to get X-Men.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my vibe.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah.
Unless they want to go, like, really crazy and be like,
no.
Oh,
you know what it's going to be? Doctor Strange in the multiverse.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to release X-Men, you don't do it on a Disney Plus original. You do it in a movie.
No, yeah. We've already... I think we're going to see two really great Doctor Strange villains in the multiverse, and one of them is going to be the big bad of this this phase. So... one of them's going to be the little bad, and one of them's going to be the big bad.
I like a little bad.
The little bad might be a big spoiler if you're not catching up, if you're not reading about what's going on with the WandaVision and Doctor Strange movie.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not touching, because I want to go in as cold as I can to it.
But I guess this is something Matt and I can talk about in the future.
That's fine.
Potentially. All right, let's talk about Games of the Generation.
Yeah, it's about time.
It is about time.
We got two games to add today, and then next week we'll have four.
We got a busy week.
Well, yeah. So, Matt, who wants to go first? Josh, you want to go first?
I'll go first. So, this one... I don't know if y'all are going to hate me on this, but I think I'm allowed to say Nioh 1 and 2 as one game.
I don't think that's fair.
Okay. Then just Nioh.
Nioh 1 or Nioh 2?
1.
Okay.
First one. I like 2 a lot. I think 2 is almost perfect for me.
but I feel like one had more of like the oh shit, like oh yeah, this is what I need. I've always wanted this. I always wanted this game. And then Ghost of Tsushima came out, and it's like, never mind, I really wanted that. But Nioh 1 is just, I love the combat, I love the team behind it. I love the Ninja Gaiden games, so it just feels like a really great dive into, like, Japanese history with a nice little yokai mythology thrown in there, and just ridiculous combat, and ridiculous boss battles. You know, it's like a Souls game, but you have a little more flexibility.
Okay.
I mean, I know you love Nioh.
Oh, I do.
But I, Nioh, don't as much. It is part of the renaissance of samurai games, though, so.
Good for Nioh. It really is.
What's your second game, fam?
My second game is Persona 5. And considering the Royal.
Chris, what are your games?
I gotta tell you, I never saw it coming.
I never saw it coming either. Josh, tell us about Persona.
Why not? So, from a series starting with... but this is weird to think about. Like, the two games I picked are, like, two really games heavy in, like, Japanese, like, mythology and horror and yokai and stuff. So, but Persona, the whole series has been... it's been great from the beginning. If you're able to play the PlayStation 1 games to the Persona 3 to Persona 5, 4, but Persona 5 just knocks it out of the park. I think all the characters are enjoyable. The story is really great. The combat is just really nice turn-based. The music is just fantastic. The art design is just pushing every single envelope that you want. It hits every single beat. And I don't know, it's just...
Are you saying it just hits different, though? It'd be hitting different, though? It really do be hitting different, though? Is it a banger? Does it slap?
It slaps.
Is it a bop?
Music slaps.
Is it a bop? I don't know, Josh, you're acting kind of sus. Yeet.
Oh, Matt.
Matthew, you're incorrigible.
Matt. Yeah, but Persona 5 is just great. And I think of all the JRPGs, I feel like that's probably one of the perfect JRPGs that's come out. And I feel like it's bringing forth the rebirth of JRPGs. And I don't know, I just feel like Final Fantasy 16 just keeps on getting me excited the more I find out about it. And I feel like it's all because of Persona 5. I don't know why. I just feel like there's a connection between, like, oh shit, these guys killed it with this game. We need to make... Final Fantasy needs to come back. So Persona 5.
I'm very excited that next Christmas we'll most likely be playing Final Fantasy 16, and then we have Final Fantasy 7 Remake Part 2 to look forward to, and we have Project Athia, that PlayStation exclusive Final Fantasy Square Enix game that was announced a while ago. So we have three PlayStation exclusive, massive, major RPGs coming to the PS5.
Yeah.
It's a very exciting time.
It's a very exciting time to be playing JRPGs. It
turns out if you like RPGs, PlayStation is still going to be the console to own.
Yep.
And if you like Bethesda stuff, then maybe reevaluate your tastes in games. Play stuff that isn't buggy from day one.
Wow. Well, they're getting a new engine.
Sure they are.
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm sure it'll run just as well as the last two.
I think the two Japanese games are really good, and it really shows a resurgence of Japanese video games. I think that's the other thing to really look at.
You are definitely right. This gen saw a lot of the Japanese companies that stumbled in the PS3 era return to form. Capcom, yeah. Square, Namco, like, they're all just firing on all cylinders.
And it's a great feeling, and it's really good because, like, when I really think about JRPGs, that's the reason why I loved my Super Nintendo. That's the reason why I loved the PlayStation 1. The PlayStation 2 had some really great JRPGs. And you know, the Xbox 360 carried that whole generation with the American RPGs, with the North American RPGs. And, you know, it just felt like Japan is like, what was going on in Japan at that time? Why couldn't they produce some really good games? And then all of a sudden, PlayStation 4 comes out and like, we gotcha. It took a while. Sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And the best thing Japanese companies did was stop trying to do their own engines and just go with Unreal or Unity.
Yeah, and I think Unreal is a great choice for game design. I also think it's a great choice for, you know, my industry as well, and the film industry. But like, man, the stuff you can do on that is just great. That's a little side note. That's my little sidebar.
Cool.
Do you want to go, Matt, or do you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
Usually you save the best for last, but aww, I'll mix it up today.
That's not true.
I mean, I've seen Chris's choices. It's true.
How dare you?
Sorry, Chris. I'm just being a salty bitch today.
That's fine.
So my first one is Spooderman.
Pew pew. Ooh,
Spooderman.
Pew pew. Spooderman. Probably easily the best superhero game of this gen. Sorry, Arkham Knight. I gotta tell you, there really wasn't as many superhero games this generation as there was in last gen. So
quality over quantity.
Step it up.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I'm gonna actually turn you down on that one, because last gen, the quality also was up with the quantity, because Arkham City, Arkham Asylum, were better than Arkham Knight, and while Spider-Man was incredible, the other superhero games kind of elevated it all up. So, because Infamous 1 and 2, also superhero games. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they really need to come back to doing original.
Had Ultimate Alliance 2? No, it didn't. I'm a liar. That was two generations ago.
They had Ultimate Alliance. Yeah.
But we had the Injustice games last gen. We had the resurgence of all the Lego superhero games. We had Saints Row 4 or 3, whichever one gave you a superhero game.
It is. Which it is.
So, Marvel versus Capcom? No, that was also PS3 gen.
DC versus Mortal Kombat.
The point. Yeah, the PS3 gen just had more superhero games. So Injustice, the Lego games, Ultimate Alliance, Marvel vs. Capcom 3, DC Universe.
Oh, yeah.
The Batman Arkham games, X-Men Origins Wolverine, the Infamous games.
Wolverine versus Helicopters, that was my favorite.
Hell yeah. But, I mean, so you see what I'm trying to say. Like, there were both last gen. There was quantity and quality. But I'm getting off track. Spider-Man's really fucking good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
It's really what I'm getting at here. it's so good that the thought of replaying it basically with Miles Morales, it just feels amazing. I can't wait. It's going to be a brand new game basically.
I'm so excited about Miles Morales. And like I said before the show, I really hope we go to Spider-Gwen game. Like, this is...
Or at least Fingers Spider-Gwen DLC or something. I don't know.
Something like that. That would be fun.
Look, the gameplay of Spider-Man is incredible. It's the first open-world game where I've never fast-traveled. Because flying around the city and swinging is so good. The combat makes you feel like Spider-Man. Unlike Batman, the gadgets were useful and you wanted to use them in combat.
The gadgets were the best.
So, Spider-Man's great. And then my second game is Ori and the Will of the Wisps. Ori is, bar none, the best franchise Xbox owns. It's the best IP. It's better than Halo, it's better than Fable, it's better than Gears, it's better than Forza, it's better than anything they have. It's so good. It's so charming, it's so whimsical, it's so difficult, it's so rewarding. The music and graphics are just breathtaking. I couldn't decide between Blind Forest or Will of the Wisp, but I ended up going with Will of the Wisp because the quality of life changes that they added were just really good. And trying to go back to it was, like, rough. So, yeah. All right, Chris, hit us up.
All right, so my first game is Outer Worlds, a return to form from Obsidian, open-world RPG, set in space, and I cannot stress this enough, works perfectly. So it's the most un-Obsidian game I've ever played.
Oh, yeah. I was wondering at first. I was like, wait, the space open RPG works perfectly, or the game works perfectly? Now it hit me that, yeah, you're right. It is the least buggiest of all Obsidian games.
Well, and also, you know, Fallout hit some bad times this generation. You know, Fallout 4 sucks. Fallout 76 got better, but it was initially kind of suck.
Yeah,
and we talked about this, I think, a couple of shows ago. The engine that Fallout and Elder Scrolls is running on is tired, and it's just brutal to watch. And Obsidian came in, and they made a game that was both engaging, with great side characters, really fun quests, difficult decisions, and pretty fun shooting mechanics. And as a result of that, it was a pleasant surprise when it came out last year, and it was on Game Pass for free.
And it's got a really good sense of humor about its existence.
Yes.
Yeah. And really great characters.
Yes. One of my favorite side characters.
Which one?
Pavarti.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Pavarti is...
Best girl.
Best girl. She's the Tali of Outer Worlds.
She is Tali. That is true.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. How about that?
She got them heavy Tali vibes. That's going to be a thing. That's going to be a thing that's going to be said in the future.
Yeah. And my second game is Metal Gear Solid V, The Phantom Pain. So I want to talk about this one because this is divisive. Excuse me. I think Hideo Kojima is a psychopath, and his games are nonsense, and the cutscenes are nonsense, and a lot of that game is just weird nonsense. But from a gameplay perspective, it is polished like a diamond. Everything works, and it feels good, and I pumped 40 hours in this game before I even realized I had pumped 40 hours into it. I don't even care about anything else. I love going around and abducting people in balloons.
You might be a psychopath.
I don't think that's fair.
I think
taking communists and making them work on my private abandoned oil rig fortress because they're good at, you know, technology or diplomacy does not make me a monster.
I think it does.
It makes me a hero. But yeah, no, Phantom Pain is great. And I almost put the prologue demo that came out, Ground Zeroes, which everyone kind of poo-pooed at the time, but it had so much content in it that I'm not super mad they charged $30 for it.
No, Ground Zeroes was really good, and I think Ground Zeroes was probably one of the best little pre-games leading up to the Phantom Pain. I really haven't played the Phantom Pain, but more of like everything I've read about it, it's like I was either choosing that or The Witcher, and I wind up just sinking 3 years into The Witcher instead of sinking like maybe like a year into the Phantom Pain.
Yeah, it really was the ground zero for Metal Gear Solid 5, you know?
It sure is.
I don't think you're allowed to. I don't think we're allowed to give them that.
I hate it. But no, the Phantom Pain is still good. And honestly, it's probably the last Metal Gear you're ever going to get, so you better just enjoy it.
No, I mean, false. Metal Gear Survive.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's the last Metal Gear that you'll actually want to play.
Ah, there you go.
Poor Konami.
I wonder how Survive is doing.
It's not.
Has it been shut down?
I don't think it has, but I really don't think it's what people are thinking.
Because my memory of it is it came out, everyone hates it, and they're like, oh no, I'm sorry, we're just going to keep working on it, and then I never hear anything else about it. Which doesn't mean it's dead. I just don't know if it's doing anything.
What is it doing?
All right, hold on.
Are you checking?
I am.
All right.
Metal Gear Survive, the all-time peak was 5,000 people playing on Steam.
Ooh.
Currently down to 63 people a day.
All right. Well, those are dedicated people who are, I guess, play no other games.
I'm pretty sure you don't keep a game afloat with 63 people.
I listen, unless they're 63 millionaires, it's not happening.
Yeah, there's only 63 millionaires playing that game.
That's what Elon Musk is doing in his spare time. He's playing Metal Gear Survive.
How is that not the strangest thing when you think about it? You're like, yeah, it's all millionaires playing it. Nobody else.
You know what? That's the real games for service, is that this is a game for only millionaires.
That's all. That is all it's for.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's some more games of the generation. How's our list looking, Matt?
It's looking good. Next week we'll have all of them.
Yes.
That's exciting. I'm excited.
I am mostly excited.
But that is a wrap for today.
Yeah, well, next week we'll be able to figure out some things.
Yeah.
I think we figured out some things this week. I think it was a good figuring it out.
We found out thing. That Storm is a secret furry. That's always exciting.
No.
Stop spoiling things.
Well, it's on the cover of Marauders.
Killing me.
It's on the cover. On the cover is not a spoiler.
Understood.
That is true.
Oh, I hate it when you just give up the fight. Where's the fun in that for me?
Good time.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. I promise. Pinky swear.
I think we will.
So, if you're getting a Series X or PlayStation 5, hold on to those pre-order slips. Be ready. Camp out early. And take the day off. You deserve something nice for yourself.
Everyone deserves something nice, honestly.
And maybe there's a bit of light coming out of this tunnel that's hopefully not a train.
Chris, shut up. Don't ever. Why? Why?
I love you.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody.